for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. All right.
You feel good, huh?
Feeling good. I just got back from out of town. Now, Drew, let me just say, I didn't tell you off the air, I will tell you on the air, that what I did this weekend has a semi-secret nature to it.
Oh, okay.
So I can say that I was doing some work with Eminem in his studio on the East Coast, and spent Saturday doing that. Too exciting, but... There's certain provisions to the thing that I probably already talked about it on the air, so it probably doesn't matter. But anyway, right. I'm not supposed to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, more I wanted to talk about the fact that your wife wouldn't get your sweatpants for you when you were traveling through the middle of the night.
Yes,
you haven't entered that phase of your relationship when she says to you, "I don't ask you to work that hard. This is your choice to work so hard, so you get your own goddamn sweatpants."
Yeah. Well, here's the dealio. I left with Jimmy and Daniel, our executive producer, and we flew out with a couple other guys to the East Coast. We left Friday night at 2:15. There was a flight that was 2:15.
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, right. And it was great because we were all, obviously you're getting on the plane about the time you're about ready to think about turning it in. And We had to fly coach because it's a long story, but we're all going coach. And so I'm sort of lamenting the coach because it's a 4 or 5 hour plane flight. And Daniel says, "Don't worry about it. I checked with the airline. There's 18 empty rows.
You can lie down.
So we're just going to stretch it out."
No.
Plane is packed.
Yeah.
Packed. And here's the thing. Packed? 2 a.m. going to Detroit? What? What is going on? And how come all I hear about is airlines folding empty planes and this and that? Every plane I get is packed.
Yeah, right now.
Everything is packed all the time.
Same here. Yes. You know why? Because they cut back so many flights. People are scrambling onto these what is available.
Whatever it is. I was packed between Jimmy and another guy. Went about 2:25 with my knees just shoved into my Adam's apple for 4.5 hours.
That is awful.
Oh, brutal. Eating, Northwest is really one of the world's crappiest airlines, is diabolical in that they start the beverage service about 1.5 to 2 hours after you're in the air. So it's about 4:15 before the cart comes out. I think the stewardess peeks out around the curtain. It's like, nope, there's still one guy awake. Wait till he falls asleep. Then we'll just run the thing up and back real fast. Everyone will be asleep. We won't have to do anything. It's great. I fall asleep for an hour right in the middle from about 4 to 5. And then I wake up and I'm like, could I get a Bloody Mary? And she's like, "We already put the cart away." And I think to myself, how far away can you put something? We're 30,000 feet above the ground. The plane's 8 feet wide. Where is it? On the ground?
Well, at least you could.
Where is it? Is it like on a tether being towed behind the plane? Is that where you're keeping the vodka? Or isn't it just behind that little curtain right there?
You couldn't complain about how much you paid for the ticket this time.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I know. But it's like, yeah. And then on the flight back this morning, we flew first class, which was nice. But the flight was delayed about 45 minutes, so we had to sit in the plane for about 45 minutes or maybe an hour before we took off. And again, I did this is first class now. Could I get a Bloody Mary? We're going to have to wait till after we take off. The stuff's put away. It's like, really? We're 45 minutes late. We're all just sitting here. Nothing, huh? No headphones. No nothing on that airline.
Uh-uh.
It's a horrible airline. And Drew, I'd like you to sample one of the snacks I brought in.
Describe what I've got here.
I will blow a guy for some peanuts on a flight these days.
Oh, Spinzels.
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 That's
grated pretzels.
That's German for fried S.
You can order online.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of sadist would order that crap online?
Wow.
Here's the deal with airlines. Here's the.
Oh yeah.
Here's the, what's it just taste like? That peanut oil. salt and starch, right?
And margarine.
Well, not margarine. Margarine
oil.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Oil. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Horrible.
They've actually managed with margarine to synthesize a taste that's already been synthesized. It's like making plastic or something. That's horrible, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of insulting. Like, as you're sitting there at 5:30 in the morning, aren't you just getting angry?
Oh, yeah. You'd give anything.
You got, like, a cotton mouth. You want to go drink from the toilet. See if maybe you can break a ballpoint pen open and drink some of the ink so you can catch a buzz or something. Just anything. You just.
Ugh.
Here's what I'm saying. Do you have to be punished with snacks?
Yeah.
Can we just break even?
Like, just nothing.
Here's even. Cheez-Its. If I'm on the ground,
wait a minute, that is a dramatic improvement over what you're being offered.
I'm just saying, here's what the rule, if anyone from any airline is listening, the rule should be if you would not eat it on the ground, you shouldn't have to eat it in the air. It's not prison, you understand. It's like, Drew, if someone handed you a bowl of these spitzels at a party.
You'd leave.
No, you'd take a swing at the guy.
You'd swing, yeah. You'd punch out, then you leave.
You'd heave, you'd take a swing at the guy, then you'd take the bowl, and you'd throw it at the family portrait that was up above the fireplace.
Yeah.
And then blood would come down them, mysteriously. I don't know how to explain. I mean, how much does this suck?
Bad. It's awful. How much more trouble would it be to cost that particular flight to bring a box of Cheez-Its or Ritz or something?
Here's what drives me insane. You buy a $500 ticket, the Cheez-Its would cost them 11 cents. These only cost them 4.5 cents. That's the money they got to make. There's the profit margin, really?
55 cents that, every flight.
Yeah, time. No, not 55 cents.
Oh, $1.50.
No, you mean times
faster.
Yeah,
$3, it is. $3.
There it is. And I guess both ways it starts to add up. Oh, $6, Jesus yeah. Christ. Can't get any booze on an airplane anymore. Can't get any booze in the airport. Bar didn't open till noon. Bad times. Jacqueline?
Yeah.
You're 20?
How are you?
I'm good, except for these spinstals. Drew, have one more. Have one more
I
of
really
those.
I'm kind of, my stomach's a little upset just from what I've eaten.
Just smell it. Smell and eat one more of those.
It is the weirdest stuff. Look at that. Even the salt's been, like, removed from it, right?
There's nothing on the ground that is close to this that you eat, is there?
No.
Stale pretzel that's been sprayed with margarine flavoring. It's insulting. It just drives me nuts. I know I just sound like an insane princess, but it's not the prima donna in me that drives me that does this to me.
You're really trying to defend for everybody.
It's
here.
Insulting. Yeah. Just give us a little pack of M&Ms.
Yeah.
Just come on.
Halloween candy.
Just anything. Just
all the airline guys.
Get a pigeon to crap into my hand. I'll just lick it. It'll be better for me than this. All right. Sorry, Jacqueline. Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, the Fiesta mix at Southwest serves up.
Looking good.
Oh, my God. You're
good.
On the Riviera. Jesus Christ. Jacqueline. And airlines wonder why everyone hates them. Punish you with snacks. The only thing that could make this spitzel go down is a shot of vodka, and you can't get that. Carts put away. Mm. Go ahead, Jack.
I guess I'm the first one to talk about sex tonight.
Yeah, what's up, baby doll?
Whenever I masturbate, I always use a vibrator on my clit and a dildo either vaginally or anally.
Oh,
and I
bib.
Always orgasm.
Quickly?
Wow.
Quickly?
Yeah, most of the time quickly, unless I've already done it that day. It's the second time, then it takes a little longer.
How long?
Well, the quickest has been a few seconds. The longest has been maybe 30 minutes.
Okay.
You don't, what about one of those dildos that has the anal probe and the vaginal probe?
Actually, I saw one at this sex store near
Kmart?
My house, but I had already bought another dildo.
I
so
see.
So I decided
I see.
To stick with.
See, you got to wait till the 2004s come in. Drew got burned that way too, remember, Drew?
Of course.
All right, so the question is.
My question is, I had an ex-boyfriend, and he could make me come by doing the same thing, using the vibrator on me. But I have never in my life climaxed from intercourse or oral stimulation.
Okay.
Wow.
And
did you
I
get going
don't in, understand why.
Did you get going on a vibrator? Oh, yeah, where's my pad?
All right, Drew, don't talk, please.
Did you get going on a vibrator real young?
We got folks
no,
on the show.
Actually, my ex-boyfriend introduced me to the vibrator a year ago.
Okay.
And I had never had an orgasm before then.
All right. Now, everything good? You're not on any drugs? No abuse?
I'm on medication for bipolar, which I have been since I was 14 years old.
What medicine are you taking?
I'm taking lithium.
Uh-huh. And that's it?
Yeah. But okay. I would think that...
That shouldn't do
it. If that had an impact on it, it would affect my ability when I'm masturbating. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Lithium is not prone to do that. So.
Okay.
All right,
you're fine. It's okay. You want to be able to do it without? It's going to be tough for you.
Yeah, that's the cut of your jib, baby.
But at her age, at 20, the fact that she can have orgasms regularly, predictably, with intercourse, it's ahead of the game.
She's having it with intercourse and the guy using the vibrator,
yeah,
right?
Good times.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just like, you know what that's like? That's like getting the bridge out when you have a tough pool shot, you know?
Yeah.
No, there's no shame in that. You got
but
a tough shot, you get the bridge out.
Women are sold such a bill of goods by these crappy magazines that they're supposed to have these magical experiences that don't fit the physiologic reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here's somebody needs a little assistance. It's fine. Things work good. It's all right.
You know what a bridge is, true?
Yeah. The thing you bring out with the stick with the...
Yeah. Everyone laughs at you when you bring that out.
Really?
Guys aren't supposed to go for the bridge.
Oh, is that right?
They're supposed to go right around the back.
You know, my kids are always using it.
All right. Thomas?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. I was wondering when Dr. Drew's book is coming out and what's it about?
It's August 21. It's called Cracked. Mm-hmm. And it's about some crazy experiences I've had. It's sort of a novel, really. It's a fictionalized nonfiction. It's
Thomas, who told you to call?
Me?
Yeah, right. A shill.
No, I'm gonna start planting shills later.
Oh, okay.
More when the book's getting closer to coming out.
Yeah, Drew's very proud of this work, and he's not proud of much.
No, I've never wanted anything to sell anything to anybody in my whole life, and I want people to read this book.
Because I've seen on Amazon.com, it's like something that says Restoring Intimacy by Dr. Drew, and like, at all.
That's an old book. That's an old book I did a long time ago.
That's really?
Not something that's sort of, it was for a drug company, a book about how antidepressants can interfere with sexual functioning and stuff.
That's more of a Jack Panth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Drew, have another one of those
No, I'm really nauseated from what I've had.
I have one more.
No.
Come on.
You eat them.
No. I'm going to puke. Jesus Christ.
What is
That's
this picture?
Perfect. It's perfect. Sally?
Yeah.
You're 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just calling because I have a... Okay, me and my girlfriend are very fine. We're okay. Like, we have a great relationship, right? We love each other very much.
Yeah.
But I think that she's cheating on me. The thing about it is that she has a best friend that actually introduced us. I never knew her. My coworker introduced me to her, and we've been hanging out ever since, and now we're together.
Hold on a second there, Gabby Lesbo.
You're a lesbian.
True, please. Let me just mention that Good Charlotte is coming on this show in a couple. They're finishing up their set at the Universal Amphitheater, and then are going to be rushed over here, I'm assuming by helicopter.
Hovercraft.
Good Charlotte's going to be here in probably a little bit later on this hour. All right, Sally. So anyway, you're with your lesbian girlfriend.
Who was introduced by one of your coworkers?
Yeah.
Okay.
My coworker introduced me to her.
Yeah.
And my coworker hasn't had a boyfriend, like, ever. She's 35. She's not dykey. She's real femme. She's a nice girl. But I'm thinking that they're together and that they've been together this whole time, because every time we go hang out or we go do something and her and my girlfriend start talking to me, or like, you know, whispering in my ear, whatever, she comes back and she's mad. And nobody's out of the closet, you understand what I'm saying? So, like, my girlfriend...
Why don't you ask your girlfriend what's going on with that, your coworker?
I did, and she said that there's absolutely nothing there.
Did you point out how your coworker... Did you point out to her how the mutual friend behaves after you've been sort of intimate?
Pardon?
Did you point out how the mutual friend behaves after you've been behaving intimately?
Yeah, exactly, and she says that... She says, well, I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't see her acting any differently.
All right. Well, maybe you're getting a little paranoid. Possible.
Okay, look. Quiet down. We'll figure out if she's cheating or not. Is she come from a chaotic environment?
My girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, parents screwed up. Any
no,
abuse?
No, very nice people.
Has she cheated before that you know of?
She's only had one other one other girlfriend, and she never cheated on me.
All right, she didn't cheat, and her family of origin is stable.
She doesn't need drama. She has no history of
drama. She's not cheating.
She's probably not cheating.
Not cheating.
All right? That's playing the odds.
Now get over it. Now just get over it and move on.
Thank you.
All right.
Whoa.
Bye.
Okay, all right there.
Maybe a little evaluation in the meantime.
How are you doing, baby?
You're a lesbian.
You a little nutty?
I'm what? A nutty? No, not at all.
How's your family?
Oh, my family's good.
Okay. Oop. They accept the lesboness?
No, I mean, like I said.
Nobody's out.
Nobody's out. All right. All right, good times. All right, what do you do for a living?
Sally?
I don't want to say. Uh-oh.
This is beyond stripper.
No.
This is bachelor.
I have a very conservative profession.
Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a turn on. All right, enjoy.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, do you guys use a strap-on?
Oh, you know what? I wanted to ask you that, too.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to she won't receive oral. I don't understand why. She doesn't want me to do anything to her.
This girl for myself.
What does she want you to do?
She doesn't want me to even touch her. Like, I can't even use my hand or anything.
How about a...
what do you use?
Oh, no.
Mop handle?
We use toys. Pardon?
What? Toys?
She doesn't want to use toys or anything.
No toys, no hands, no tongues?
How does she...
She doesn't. She says that she gets it when I do. That's what her thing is.
So all she does is perform oral sex on you and has an orgasm when you have an orgasm.
Yeah.
Or claims
or doesn't
she has
have
one.
An orgasm.
Yeah.
She claims it, yeah.
And do you guys kiss?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No. Wasn't that crazy a question? Well, you don't do anything else. I mean...
Well, we make out a lot. That's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah.
But we're very intimate very few times.
I would also predict your girlfriend's had something going
sums
on.
Sums up.
Yeah, it's not starting to fit anymore.
Somebody abused her sexually.
We rescind what we said about the chaos and all.
Yeah.
What?
Somebody sexually abused her.
Really?
What do you think about that? Does that make sense?
No, it does. Like, she has... That doesn't make sense.
No weirdo uncle guys she doesn't want to talk about?
No, she, I know all her family, and we all hang out together. We party together and everything.
Right. Party together? Really? Party with her parents?
Well, yeah. Like,
all right.
No, that's not normal.
I always like these guys who go, yeah, my mom's totally cool. I mean, she parties with us. That's like, really?
That's not a parent.
Weird doper, half biker. Mullety mom sitting around and partying with your
buddies.
They're
really cool. Like, they're great, dude.
Once in a while, she gets effed up and, like, blows your buddy Stew. Like, really? That cool? I don't want to party with my parents either. That's uncomfortable. They get a little, they have a few boozes in them and they start talking about stuff.
Start yelling about pretzels and peanuts and stuff.
Jesse.
Yeah. Hey, this is Drew or...
It's both of us. Both of us.
It's both of us.
Hey,
you're 21.
I just want to tell you I love the show.
Thanks.
But first of all, I actually went to Mississippi recently and flew Continental Airlines.
Yeah.
And they have peanuts. Honey roasted peanuts, in fact.
Oh, well, that's my new airline then.
Yeah, you should really fly. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I know exactly what you're talking about with them, like, skipping over you, riding past you. Recently, I flew...
Yeah, all I want is some honey roasted peanuts, or just regular peanuts. And look, for those of you who who claim you can't fly because of peanut dust in the air, good. Take a train. You need to be punished a little bit.
Now we're gonna have 400 calls about peanut allergies.
I'm just saying, it's a disability.
They're on the verge of putting a blocking. A way of blocking the peanut allergies. I'm wondering how many people still have reactions even after the actual physiology is blocked.
Here's my problem. I'll tell you my problem with the people that are allergic to allergies, this, that, and the other. Can't eat wheat, you know, all these screwballs, okay? And, here's the deal. About 5% of them actually have a bona fide medical condition. The other 95% are either seeking attention, hypochondriacs, or just plain pussies. Okay? That's the problem. It's the same with the people that have the chronic fatigue syndrome. It's same for anyone who's getting disability. About 5% of you people deserve it, The other half of you are sitting around fishing and playing Nintendo all goddamn day, but you can't work at your job sitting at a computer desk. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I have no sympathy because 90% are imposters, and there's a small percentage that actually have it. I lump everyone in with the imposters. You see that, Drew?
Yeah, that's usually the way you think.
Thank you. Janet?
Hi.
You're 12? What's up?
12, beat gender here, right?
I'm like the horniest girl in the world. And
what?
What?
I'm like the horniest girl in the world.
At age 12?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Were you abused or anything?
No.
Do you have an older sister?
Yeah.
Oh.
But she...
How old is she?
21.
Right in my wheelhouse. Is she the second horniest girl in the world? Or is that just you? Is it running the family?
No.
Okay. So your mom's not the horniest mom in the world.
No way.
Yeah, you never know.
Easy breezy.
All right. So, now what makes you the horniest girl in the world?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. I think about it all the time.
You just think about sex or boy? You think about boys?
Both.
Yeah.
That's normal.
But have you ever had sex?
No.
Okay.
No, that's good.
You're fine.
That's good. Have A, ever been abused?
Nope.
In no way. No. Physical.
I'd never been abused until I got on Northwest Airline and had one of these Switzel sticks, and then officially rape. Oh yes.
But Janet, what makes you feel? You feel abnormal in some way?
No, not really.
All right, so you're fine.
Yeah, you just you fantasize. You're 12. You're coming into your womanhood. Your hormones are popping. You got a lot of fantasies running around your head.
Good.
Feel a little nutty, everyone feels this way.
Do you masturbate?
Yeah.
Hmm. Does that, what happened in my life?
12.
All right.
Every day?
Yeah.
What grade you in?
Sixth
grade.
Wow.
Big girl. Okay. So, here's, everything good at home?
Yeah.
No.
Except, I don't really like my mom.
You don't like her?
You don't like her? Yeah, no. You're going to hate your mom between the age of now and maybe 23.
Okay.
So it's a short 9 years.
11 years.
I mean 11 years. That's why I got a 92 on my, what test did I take, Drew?
The IQ.
I took an IQ test last week. I scored a 91.
Oh, I'm doing some show tomorrow night.
Stuffed Listen Animal got like a 122.
I'm doing some live show on Fox called like IQ Test America.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I don't quite know how it's going to work. I'll find out tomorrow. But.
All right. So listen, Janet.
Yeah?
You're fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And take it easy on your mom.
Okay.
You know, it's an awkward time. She probably looks at you as a little girl. You feel like you're becoming a teenager, a woman.
And you are.
Yeah, but don't do battle with her, all right?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah, good times. These women are... I swear to Christ, if I have a daughter, 13th birthday, she goes to some kind of boarding school in Geneva. She'll come back when she's in her 30s. Then we'll talk.
Boarding school? How about just a convent?
Convent.
Like some monastery.
Boarding school. Yeah. Prison.
Yeah, yeah.
And not in that order either, because all they do, I swear to Christ, my sister was such a pain in the ass at 13. First thing they do is they hook up with other screwed up 13-year-old chicks who are mad at their moms, and they all just put a puss on and walk around sort of mad at their moms, and they all want clothes, and they want to hang out with guys, and want to be grown up. Like, I think women want to be grown up faster at 13 or 14 than guys do.
Yeah.
I mean, women, 13-year-old girls putting on makeup, putting on high heels, it's not like a 13-year-old guy's putting a suit on, putting an ascot, mm-hmm. wanting to wear a top hat or something. What adult guys do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We want to drink a beer and maybe get into a fight, that kind of thing. But we're not so interested in acting like adults as 13-year-olds. Girls want to be adults. Yeah. And they dress up like women. Mm. And then if there's a prom, they keep going. Mm. All right. Drew's got that to look forward to in about 8 hours or so when his daughter hits 13. We'll take a quick break. Good Charlotte's going to come in here. Drew groans. Drew, have another one of these
spinzel
sticks.
I'll vomit then.
Just have a sniff of it and see what it's like.
Oh! Wow.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Woo!
Adam, I can tell I've been doing a little more traveling here because you're getting to be kind of a travel pussy.
Oh,
you really are. You've lost your edge. You've lost your skill with travel. You have.
I'm just saying, why fly first class if you can't get your booze on?
It's just you going to and from Vegas. You think you've been traveling the last year.
Yeah, that's right. I've been sat in a plane for a while. Imagine, though. I know JetBlue has it. Why don't they just put some satellite TV on these planes? You know, if someone said to me, hey, you got to go home. I want you to sit in this chair and eat these poison buttered pretzels for 4.5 hours. No radio, no TV. Here's a worn out in-flight magazine. You can browse through that. I'd be like, I'm going to need $3,000. I could not just sit in a chair for 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
I can't go 4.5 hours without watching TV, Drew.
I know that.
I'm just going berserk in that plane. All right. Yeah. You ready to roll here? Yeah,
I remember you screaming at me when we were in North Carolina.
What was I yelling?
That you would need $50,000 to go through that again. At least.
I like to sit around and hypothetically decide how much someone have to pay me for something. Meanwhile, I crawled under houses for $7 an hour and dug with a coffee can.
What is that? How could that be?
I'm a new man.
Oh, my God.
Now I would need $9 an hour to go into that same condemned house and dig with a coffee can. Good Charlotte is supposed to be here in a couple of few. They're performing tonight, and they're coming over here right after they're done. Natalie?
Natalie?
Hello?
Hi.
You're 14.
Hi. I'm so happy I finally got on. Okay, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and right. I was wondering, okay, I've given 5 or 6 blowjobs, and, like, every time I give one, it, like, moves inside my mouth, and it, like, it touches the inside of my cheek, and... So my friend said that it was, like, called sniffing or something, but I don't know. What is it? Like?
Yeah. You know, it's sort of like before a dog goes to sleep, it moves around a little, then it walks in a circle, and it circles, and it sniffs around, and then it digs around a little, and eventually it just sort of hunkers in. That's what that is. It is called sniffing, or some call it settling.
Settling?
Yeah. Mine does it vaginally and anally as well. So going off to the side.
Does it only do it for a while, and then, like, if you blow longer, does it, like, stop?
Once you break the 3-hour mark, it'll start to calm down.
Oh.
I have a bunch of questions. First of all, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, her friend said it was called settling or something.
And there are reflexive reactions when you sort of hit the tip of a penis. It'll kind of spring out a little bit. That's sort of what...
Yeah,
that's
you
how
can.
That works.
You can. I've launched a roll of tube socks across the room before.
Yeah, 25 years ago, and so.
Yeah. Now.
And
hold on. What's going on in the background there? I don't trust Natalie.
What?
She's listening to the radio.
Where are you?
I'm at my house in my room.
What's going on? Why is it so loud there? Who's there?
Just me.
You and what army?
Turn your radio down, then.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
Here. Okay.
All right.
And are these 5 different guys you gave oral sex to?
Yeah.
You're 14.
She's a hoe. Hey, I am not.
You're not 14?
No, I'm not a hoe.
Oh.
That wasn't funny. That's mean.
Well,
it was funny for Drew,
but
which is still not funny, but funny for Drew. Yeah. Why? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought no one was there.
Yeah, I got something on that.
All right. Who cares? Why do penises move around in my mouth? What's going on? What happened to our lives, Drew? There's a time when we had dignity. You were a doctor, I was a carpenter.
Yeah.
We were poor but proud. Hold our head up high. Now we have 14-year-olds making fun of us. Kevin?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Right.
What's up?
My book will redeem me.
Oh, I knew that was coming. What's going on?
Okay. Me and my girlfriend's been going out for like 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And since we've been going out, we've been having sex like every day, sometimes 2-3 times a day.
Yep.
But here, the last 4 days, I haven't been able to get fully erected.
Erected?
Right, fully hard.
Why not?
I don't know.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous.
Anything happen in the relationship?
No, not lately. Everything's going great.
Are you wearing a condom?
Yes.
And any problems getting that on in the past? I mean, that make
no.
It, are you on any medication?
No.
You've been sick or using drugs or anything like that?
No. I drink sometimes, but that's about it.
Were you drunk the first time the penis didn't work?
No.
Are you nervous after it happened this one time? Have you been worried that it's going to happen again?
Not after the first time, but after the second time, yes.
Yeah, and that tends to be what perpetuates these things. You have it happen, you think, oh, my God, it's going to happen again. Oh, my God, and pow, there it happens.
Yeah, but why did it happen the first two times?
That's what I haven't gotten to the bottom of.
How about masturbation? Does that work?
Yeah.
You're feeling healthy or okay otherwise?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, you know, I wrestle and all that. I'm pretty active.
You're wrestling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you been losing weight?
No.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Drew?
Do you think this will continue? Or?
No, I think it will resolve itself.
As a matter of fact, we will guarantee it will not happen again.
Okay.
Through the magic that the two of us possess, we'll make sure that doesn't happen again, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're cured. You see? That's all it takes.
I know. It's suggestibility.
No. Don't talk about it.
He doesn't know what that means. It's bullshit, you know.
Okay. You ready to move?
Yeah.
Let's talk. Drew, have another one of those Twizzle sticks.
No, God damn it.
Kathy?
I'm nauseated.
Hello?
Yeah. Kathy?
Yes.
Yeah, you're 20. What's up?
2 weeks ago, I was raped by one of my really good friends while we were camping. And
as you know, Drew, I would like the word camping legally changed to raping.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what goes
on. At least in the dictionary, just say, see also rape.
Right. Hey, you go camping with a guy, and that's it. That's how it works. What happened?
What if the guy would even see it as raping?
He was a friend of yours.
Right. We were sleeping. Well, I was sleeping in a tent, and I woke up, and he was on top and inside.
And you didn't wake up until he was in you.
Now, in our experience, that happens once in a while, but that usually only happens to people that have been victimized. So,
No. Like, it wasn't... Like, I was kind of drinking that night, so I was a little bit on the passed out.
Yeah.
How about a lot on the passed out side?
No, I wasn't drinking that much.
And what were you wearing when you went to bed?
A t-shirt and my swimming suit.
In your swimsuit? Swim bottoms?
Yeah.
And he was able to get the bottoms off of you?
Well, they tie on the side.
Oh.
In a sleeping bag?
No. We had, like, the air mattress and sheets.
Okay. All right. And you guys were sleeping together on the bed?
Yeah.
And did you ever like this guy?
Well, we kind of dated, but it didn't work out, so we were just okay with being friends. Well, I was.
Did you have sex with him when you dated?
No.
No?
No.
No. And why not, by the way?
Because he's dirty.
He's dirty?
I don't trust him when he says that he's been tested, so I was like, I'm just not going to deal with it.
Well, I mean, he gets around a little bit.
What was that?
You mean he gets around?
Yeah.
What were you doing sleeping in a tent in the wilderness with this guy?
He was my friend. And, like, we had sleepovers before.
Listen, I'm not meaning to... I don't by any means mean to put you in the defensive position and not blaming you for this by any means. I'm just... you knew this guy was a problem, and I'm just...
Well,
he never forced things on me before.
Okay, yeah. But I'm also curious, and we do this, and then we get to the part where we help you, but I'm curious why you dated a guy who you thought was dirty... And he didn't really trust him.
And is a rapist. Has not shown himself.
And is sort of a bad guy, yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes things don't come out until you've already started it.
Well, and then we're trying to probe into is maybe you've had something happen to you that makes you kind of attracted to bad people.
Oh, yeah, flypaper.
What happened? Is your dad a prick?
No.
What happened? Where is your dad?
He's around. He's actually, like, not only around, he's involved in my life.
Okay.
But your parents aren't together.
No, they're together.
They are. And so you were never raped or physically abused or anything like that?
No.
No one ever hit you growing up?
Uh-uh.
Hmm.
And did they neglect you?
Uh-uh.
When you were growing up?
No.
This just does not compute.
Yeah, there's something missing here.
I'll admit that I'm pretty naive when it comes to guys because I never felt the need for relationships, and so I don't understand guys like...
Or maybe we overweight at some point?
No.
No. Do you think you may have low self-esteem?
No. I think it was just a bad judgment call.
All right, so what did you do then after you woke up and he was on top of you?
I was in shock, so I didn't scream. I didn't do anything.
Something's wrong here.
That's a reaction to somebody that's been victimized. You see, somebody who's been sort of overwhelmed at some other point in their life that sort of set up that wiring that makes you freeze in situations where other people would fight like hell. You see?
I don't know, because I know I haven't been abused or anything.
Okay, so you're in shock, so then what? He just continued to have sex with you?
He was pretty fast, and when he got done, he just rolled over, and I rolled over, and then I heard him take the condom off, so that kind of relieved me.
And
bogus.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anybody hearing a condom come off.
Really?
That's why this doesn't compute.
He snapped it.
Hold on a second. Can't you snap? You can make a condom sound, couldn't you?
Going off?
Yeah.
You certainly wouldn't hear a snap. You hear your peeling sound sometimes, but not a snapping.
Does yours fall off, Drew?
Drew, what do you do with yours?
No, they don't really hear anything. You hear a little peeling sound. But that's,
Drew runs in place until it falls off.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I believe her.
All right.
I do. Kathy?
Yeah.
All right, so then what? The next stage. You call the cops?
I kind of just, sat with myself and cried a lot, and I didn't know what to do, so...
You had to drive down the hill with the guy, didn't you?
Yeah, when we drove to my car the next day, because there was a bunch of people who were all up at the camping site, just none of them were in the tent with us. He didn't say anything to me. He didn't bring anything up.
And you, of course, told everybody what he did?
No, I didn't want to tell anybody.
All right. Okay, so, I don't know. A part of me wants to say, call the cops, because everyone accuses you of not doing the right thing if you don't tell everyone to call the cops.
Right.
But, I mean, this guy's going to say, hey, we were drinking, she's my ex-girlfriend, we went to the tent.
And she can't prove anything, because the condom is no leftover
evidence. Do you think you blacked out, or do you think you passed out? Do you know the difference?
Yeah, I know the difference. I think it was a pass out.
And you just woke up, and he was in you.
Right.
Unless you were abused in the past, it just seems bizarre that, A, you would wake up, and he was in you, and then, B, you wouldn't be able to do anything when he was in you.
Right.
But if all you say is true, then talk to the cops. Go get a medical evaluation and seek some counseling.
I mean, that's the right thing to do.
And be real careful about who you choose to hang out with. And hopefully this guy will be brought to justice.
I think she needs to talk to somebody just to sort of keep a monitor on how she behaves, who she's hanging with, and the choices she makes, just so she can think it through with somebody.
Yeah.
And I think she'll find something else is there that puts her in the victim role, because this isn't right.
There are groups and stuff. There's set up counseling, and there's I'm going to set one up for survivors of Northwest Airlines and Spinzel Pretzels.
Yeah,
we're going to sit around in a group and talk about what happened.
One last go around is that even if she doesn't believe she's going to be able to do anything to this guy, which she probably won't be able to, at least there'll be something on file there if something else has happened. So
all right, there's more to this story though, and we just.
It's either bogus or there's more.
Okay. Good Charlotte's going to come in here in a couple of few. We'll talk to them and you after this. Yeah. These guys are going to be in here in a couple of few. This is rock and roll, by the way, if any of your kids forgot. Yeah.
You know, I want to...
Listen, blood, sweat, and tears. What's up there, Drew?
I want to add a little flame to your fury about this studio. One thing, the indignity you don't have to live with is under this console here, this sort of a lip, there is so much gum under there right now on my side, and it's like new every day. There's more. It's like wet. It really is bothering me.
Yeah, well, that's actually...
Tons of gum.
It's the only thing I like about the studio, actually.
Tons of gum.
All right.
Come on, take a look at it.
Oh, Drew, please. Eat another pretzel. Make you feel better.
It's wet right now?
Yes.
This place has been closed up all day.
He's a doctor, Anderson. Don't
put your hand on it. I just had to clean my hands off after.
Good Charlotte is going to be in here in a couple of few. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And let's get to the phones. Nikki Ziering is going to be in here tomorrow night, the super hot blonde from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And she was... Ian Ziering's, I call him Ian because that's his name, Ian Ziering's ex-wife. And, you know, she's on the cover of Playboy this month, and it says, Nikki Ziering, naked. And I'm like,
Playboy.
Yeah, A, it's Playboy. B, she was a playmate about 4 years ago. She's supposed to be nude? Like, what? It'd be like, you know, Sports Illustrated. Tiger Woods, golfing! Like, yeah, no S. She's naked. This is, and by the way, it's not a coup that she's naked, because the reason she's a celebrity is because she was naked in Playboy. She's a playmate. Yeah. Naked. I just like that they're streamlining the text on the front of the magazine. Let's talk to Chris, who's 25. Chris?
Hello.
What's up?
I was hearing Dr. Drew talking about how spanking is not good for your children and whatever's going to happen to them when they grow up or whatnot. But, I mean, what's an alternative? I don't beat my son, but, I mean, what's an alternative to a timeout or a spanking?
Yeah. Timeouts are fine. Get a book. Cool.
You know what guys always do, too? They like to lump in a good with a bad.
Yeah.
Like, they'll go, you know, yeah, I'll have a little cold medicine or some heroin once in a while. Like,
tell me what's the matter with cold medicine or heroin.
Right, right. No, timeout is the part where you're not beating them,
that's
right?
That's right. There's a book called Timeout for Toddlers, okay? Timeout for Toddlers. You read it, and you do exactly what the book says. There are a multiplicity of techniques out there. It's well established how to shape kids' behaviors without using abuse. It's also well established exactly what hitting does to them.
But it's spanking abuse. I mean, I don't pound my son.
Anytime you physically assault a child, which is there are times you should hit them. Some people believe, and for instance,
they're giving you the stink eye. No, for instance, showing the back of your hand.
When there's a behavior, when
wising off,
when they are in immediate physical danger, like if they run out into a street or something, and you have to get the behavior to stop immediately, you're supposed to do it. But whenever you hit them, you'll see an increase in that same behavior over the upcoming weeks. So it actually doesn't do anything to change their behavior except stop it for a while. And then you see it come back again at an increased level. So spanking, it turns out, is not only is it damaging to kids, it's ineffective. So you got to get that book, Time Out for Toddlers, read it, do exactly what it says, okay?
But I got it, okay.
All right. Hey, do they make one in a large
print
for Chris?
Evidently.
Go ahead.
I'm out of question, though.
Yeah.
Okay, my sister is a firm believer in non-spankings and the timeouts. She runs a daycare, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Her two boys... And when my son is over there, they run amok. They do whatever they want. And until I come through, whenever to do whatever, it's always Uncle Chris. I'm going to tell Uncle Chris on you because they know when I come over, they're going to get.
That's good. That's good.
They're going to get in some form of trouble other than sitting in the corner for 10 minutes and then get it up and playing with their toys again or whatever. They know they're going to be in trouble.
All right.
It's good that you're a firm parent. It's good that you can set limits. I don't know what's going on with your sister that she's not able to set them consistently.
Well, she may not have a man around. Does your sister have a man around?
Yeah.
And does he discipline the kids?
Not really. He's pretty much the same way she does.
Okay, here's the situation. And what line of construction are you in, Chris?
I don't do construction. I work in a medical waste processing facility.
Really? Sounds
no forklifts. Sounds, no good times.
Sounds glamorous. Now listen, Chris, here's the only thing that scares us. If you give your kid a little tap on the ass once in a blue moon, we're fine with that. It sounds like you're trying to make an argument for, you know, striking your child, and that's not a good thing.
All right.
Then listen, read the book, give him the timeout, spare the rod, as they say, and take it easy. It's just, I don't exactly, Chris gave me the heebie-jeebies just a little bit. You know, he's going to have one of these kids that's in the eighth grade and beating the crap out of all the other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I really can't. There are these people out there that screw with their kids, that screw with their dogs. Actually, there's people out there that just sort of impose themselves on society. Like, once in a while, you're standing around, you're like in some alley or somewhere. Some guy just goes blowing through with a fully modified hog. And he's got open pipes on it and stuff, and you have to hold your ears as he's driving by, and you think to yourself, really? This guy has to enter my life from a decibel standpoint? Or some guy effed his kid up, and now this kid's effing with you or your kid or whatever it is, or some guy's got a monster truck who rolls over your car and smashes you. It's like, I would just like to squash these people early on. I really would. I like to hold them accountable. If you beat on your kid and then your kid starts beating on people, I'd like you beat upon. Oh, the chances are you probably were in your childhood. Mm-hmm. You know who else I'd like to discipline, Drew? The makers of these horrible pretzel snacks.
Yes, I will join with you. Spank yeah. them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I...
force them to eat pretzels. Their pretzels.
Oh, no. No. No, it's a braided pretzel, Drew. Huh? Yeah. It's a whole half ounce. Huh. And you know what? It's too much. I never thought I'd say this about a snack, but this needs to come in a smaller packet. Maybe a quarter ounce packet. We'll take ourselves a little break. Good Charlotte should be here soon, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The cover of Playboy, Nikki Ziering, is going to be in here tomorrow night. And... all the sploozers that are going to be waiting out front to get her signature. Because if you're on the front of a magazine, there's
especially
a
Playboy.
Hardcore group of guys that show up and
want
to talk to you.
And you're on the cover of a magazine.
That's yeah, right. Yeah. And I have no idea if they just cry and beat off and then try to sell the Playboy on the internet. I don't know what the sploozers, again, part spaz, all loser. I don't know what these guys do with it, but by crack'em, you better sign this.
By crack'em.
By Cranky. All right.
Yeah, we were just talking about what
Good Charlotte. Good Charlotte's coming in here.
What pains the ass we are, we travel.
Yeah.
I go out of my way to be so nice. I know they have a pain in the ass job. I understand. But
yeah, listen, kiss my ass, all you bitter stewardesses. I'm had an ass full of you guys. Just get the booze going and quit your yapping. Crappy airlines, horrible food, and bad service. It's just everyone's miserable now. Anyone who flies now is just miserable. It's miserable. Northwest is just miserable.
You mean the staff is miserable? Or
the staff's miserable, and the plane's unhappy. Everybody's miserable. Yes. Just look, give people booze. Puts them in a good mood. Cliff?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Last night, me and my girlfriend had sex, and I had to use the pull-out method. And, well, I think I didn't do anything with her, like, in her.
Well, it does. You have stuff that comes out before you ejaculate.
Yeah, I know. That's what we hear about you, Cliff.
So, anyway, so what's happening?
Yeah, and, well, she thought I did, and so I was
But, Cliff,
yeah.
You did.
Okay.
All right, so there we go.
All right. Yeah. And, well, I told her to say, hey, just for get on the safe side, try to take birth control pills, like, now and see what happens, and... Because she has them.
But she wasn't taking them?
She wasn't taking them before, no.
So Cliff's quite the strategist.
Yeah.
So she used them like a morning after pill?
Yeah.
What, do you know what pill she had?
No, but there was green, white, and blue ones.
Oh, my God. I'm trying.
Those are Skittles, you retard.
She needs
wait a minute. I think he dropped the S word.
Cliff, she needs to talk to her doctor, like, right away.
Get the morning after pill?
Get the morning after pill and find out what she actually took.
Yeah. God knows we don't want any little Cliffs running around. Do we?
No.
Cliff.
I can't believe he...
Yeah? What?
I can't believe she followed his instructions. I demand you take four of these.
Yeah, she's got some serious mental problems if she's listening to Cliff. Cliff, you need to use a condom.
Yes.
She needs to be on the birth control pill.
Thank you.
You need to get the morning after pill.
If there's a failure, right.
Which I think is, you can give that a prescription in...
Oregon, sure.
Oregon?
And the reality is, though, she had birth control pills, she should be taking them.
Can you get a morning after pill in California without a prescription?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not over the counter yet, but you can do it. I've been signing stuff for pharmacists.
Yeah, no. It can, again, over the counter. All hell. It would be bedlam.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Worldwide, there's been 40 to 60 million prescriptions. So the next one is the one where there's going to be a problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't understand that. By the way, I was listening to PSA on this show, public service announcement last week, where they said one out of every three people in the United States who's HIV positive is unaware of it. And I thought, no, they're not. Just more pure ass. Just more. What do? Are you allowed to just make up PSAs?
As many as 1 in 3 Americans with HIV don't know it.
As many as. As many as. In one room, there could be as many as.
True. Do you think as many as 33% of people who have HIV in the United States don't know it?
No.
Do you think it's 1 in 10?
Maybe.
Every hour, 2 Americans under the age of 25 are infected with HIV.
Nah, more nonsense. Yeah, 56,000 people die of secondhand smoke every year. Keep going. Keep going, you liars. Just makes me want to get AIDS. Through being raped with a cigarette. Now I want AIDS.
Loveline is brought to you by Trojan.
Priscilla?
What does Trojan have to do with it?
Yes.
They stop AIDS.
Yes, thank you.
Trojan, you remember their slogan? Trojan, tough on AIDS. Trojan, easy on the coups, tough on AIDS.
Oh my, am I on the air?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, it's hard to imagine, isn't it?
Whoa.
What you are.
Okay. Well, all right. So last February, I got genital herpes, which really sucked. And
last February. All
right. Yeah. And there was really no possible way that I got it sexually.
Huh.
Wow.
So.
How were you diagnosed?
See, the antibodies, I guess, haven't formed or something. And so they don't know if I have simplex 1 or simplex 2.
How were you diagnosed?
Positive for herpes, but not knowing of
what was positive for herpes?
How?
They did a blood test.
Okay, those are not that accurate. What?
Really?
Why were they doing it?
Because, like, I got it.
You had a breakout.
What?
You had a breakout.
Yeah, I had a breakout.
Okay.
On your genital area.
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was freaky. It was a bunch of bumps, a couple of, like, blister-type things that were very painful, and, like, kind of like a large zit that sort of popped, and then, like, you know, when I urinated, it was, you know, incredibly, insanely painful. And we weren't sure what it was.
Did you see
my family and I?
Did you see a gynecologist? Your family?
Yeah, which was, you know, intense because, you know, my parents, you know, this whole trust issues and stuff like that. But
did you see a gynecologist?
Well, I did about a month ago, but first we went to an ER doctor. Because we weren't really sure. And then he's like, yeah, that's herpes. And then we went to my doctor, and I had a blood test. And then a month later, it came back positive.
Okay, so how do they think you got it?
The doctors were really vague.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess 2 weeks before I got it, I had my period.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, the time is, like, 2 weeks or something. And so, like, my gynecologist suggested that maybe, I don't know, like, really rare incident of, like, touching a dispenser. You know?
Maybe got hold of a bad tampon. That happened to me once in high school.
Doesn't that suck?
Yeah.
They don't absorb properly. Anyway.
All right, so who cares?
She never asked a question.
Wow. Well, good Charlotte just came in here. Priscilla?
Yeah?
We chose
What's the
right
question?
Time to come in, didn't
yeah.
we?
No, I'm curious as to how is it possible to get genital herpes without, you know, receiving it sexually?
Did you perhaps?
Maybe got it from the gym.
Do you have outbreaks in your mouth?
No.
Like you don't get canker sores or anything like
Not at all.
And anybody in your family have anything like that?
No.
You sure?
Well, my parents get, I think my mom gets cold sores.
Yeah.
How would I get that in my general area?
I got it from sharing a soda one time.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Really?
It gets on your hand or something.
Yeah.
You know, you actually touch
Towel at the gym, riding a donkey that has spinal herpes.
It's pretty rare.
There's many ways you can do it.
It's pretty rare for herpes to be transmitted by what's called a fomite, which is an object that carries an infection from one site to another.
But listen, Priscilla.
So I have to wonder. I wonder about the diagnosis. I wonder if it's accurate. Maybe. It sounds like it probably is, but it's still kind of a wonder.
All right.
And then it's going to be one of those freakish things where it got in your hand. Somehow.
It makes you a stronger person. It's like losing hearing in one ear or something.
I wonder if there's any subsequent outbreaks.
Chris and Benj are both here from Good Charlotte.
Good luck in you.
Hello.
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 How'd it go tonight? You guys with the Universal Amphitheater?
Yeah, it was great.
Good set?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Playing with Newfound Glory in the middle of the tour.
MXPX and the movie life.
Wow. It's a good lineup.
Yeah.
So it went well. You guys got off stage. You came right to the Loveline Studios.
We rushed off stage.
We got lost, but...
Yeah.
It was okay.
So was everybody. The Young and the Hopeless, name of the CD. When you guys came here, this thing would, for the first time,
just
this CD
out.
Was just coming out. Now it's sold 1.7 million records, Drew. Can you believe
that's
that?
Amazing.
That's Platinum Plus, right?
We all went out door to door, like selling candy bars and sold them. So.
That's good.
Yeah, that is Mazel Tov, as we say in the radio industry. Yeah. So, you guys are doing the Weenie Roast coming up this week. Who are you looking forward? Have you seen? You've probably seen most of the bands on the bill.
Who's playing?
I don't know.
I know the Used are playing.
Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to seeing the Foo Fighters.
I wish I could be there to see the Foo Fighters. But.
See, only me and Joel are going to be there because there's a wedding in the family. And so the other guys are going to the wedding, and we volunteered to come do the Weenie Roast.
Well, how are you going to play without the rest of the band?
Well, it's going to be acoustic.
Oh, so. All right. All right.
It's going to be a big letdown, basically. For
No.
It's going to be like lip syncing, actually. They're just going to play the CD.
Yeah.
And go up there and...
You know, it's kind of nice after, if you've been banging your head for too many songs and too many bands in a row, it's kind of nice when the guys come out and do the acoustic thing. Yeah. Except for when Beck pulled his Casio out about 7 years ago. That was a disaster. Remember that, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. All right, so we're going to give you, I guess we'll play something from Good Charlotte as well. Yeah. We'll do that.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, and if you want any information about the tours or merchandise or CDs or anything like that, you can go to their website at www.goodcharlotte.com.
So informative.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it's my pleasure.
Great.
All right, so you know how the show goes. We we punch people up here and we make fun of them. Raquel?
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Hi.
Hey.
I just had a question.
There's not enough chicks named Raquel anymore.
I agree.
That's a hot chick name.
I agree.
From the 70s.
Yeah, like there should be more
Raquels.
You're
probably rich too, I think.
Are you rich?
No.
Well, is your dad rich?
He has some money.
There you go.
That makes you rich.
That makes you rich.
That's right. What's your question?
Chicks named Raquel do cocaine too.
You do a lot of blow?
No, I don't.
Right, that's what you'd say.
It's a bad joke. All right.
What's up?
For guys, like, I'm mostly with guys who, like, have, like, had a girlfriend and then they're, like, rebounding, I guess.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, you just attract guys that are just coming off a relationship and no...
So they're telling you that they don't want relationships.
I know. It's like, it sucks. I've never had a real boyfriend.
How many times have you done this?
Probably like 4 or 5.
I'll tell you my life story. I always meet girls and they tell me they don't want a boyfriend. And I found out, my brother just tapped me on the shoulder when he said, look, we got to have a talk. Because I was asking him the same question. He said, girls just don't like you.
Really? Well, there are the forsaken, and I mean I count myself amongst the forsaken.
I am one of the forsaken.
There's some. Look at it this way: for every guy, women inexplicably love for no good goddamn reason. There's a guy who isn't getting his share that probably should. I mean, if you think about it.
To keep the world in balance?
To keep the world in balance. Yeah. You know, there's those dicks in high school, like scrawny guy with the bad haircut that seemed to get tons of tail.
You know, my handicap as well is like, and most people think this works in my advantage, but the girls that will go out with me go, oh, no, you're in a band, so you get with way too many girls.
Right.
And so they won't, so...
But then again, this could all be part of your ploy to keep this this streak.
Yeah.
That's what I would say, too. All right, so what the hell is around? Hey, Raquel.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Why don't we hear one of these stories? Give us an example of how a relationship went.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like your last one.
They usually come off as, like, guy friends.
No, specifically your last one. What happened?
Okay. With my last one, he was with his girlfriend when we met, and then, like, they were
and were you attracted to him immediately?
Not immediately, but like I was like, oh, he's cute and stuff like that. But it wasn't like I have to be with this guy.
Right.
It was just like we were friends first, and then like all of a sudden, like he started telling me, oh, I'm having problems with my girlfriend, da da da, and like he kept coming to me for like I don't know advice he was looking for, or like I don't even know.
All right, I'm horribly bored. Here's the thing,
Raquel. You get the picture here, right?
All right.
She gets attached to unavailable men.
Yeah.
She kind of makes herself available. They come around. They eventually break up.
Yeah.
and then they still have to be unavailable.
You sound like the character in a teen movie.
Yeah.
Start being attracted to nicer guys.
The guys
that
are available.
Less attractive.
And who are available.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy.
You waste your time with these guys that aren't available. They're never going
to
be available.
I know, but how are you going to talk a 20-year-old chick out of wanting to go out with the guys a little bit dangerous?
Well, no, you did. Rebel spirit.
Yeah. kind of guy might pull a chain on you.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, actually, someone's been on hold to speak to Good Charlotte.
Yeah, for 100 minutes almost.
Well, it's only 97
Don't do
minutes.
It. No.
No.
Megan?
I used to speak to you.
Megan and Allie.
Megan and Allie. What's up?
What's up?
You guys big Good Charlotte fans?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Oh. And you both been...
Megan.
Yeah, what?
Can I hear Benji say hi, Allie, really quick?
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Benji.
Hi, Allie.
You'll give a hi, Allie.
Oh, hi, Allie.
All right, thanks. Oh, my God.
How about a hi, Hitler?
Megan, ask your question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what was the most embarrassing moment you've had on the Civic Tour so far?
You know what? I'm so embarrassed right now.
Yeah, this is by far the most humiliating.
The most humiliating thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, really? Thanks.
No, I'm joking. The most embarrassing moment on the Civic Tour was when I went out to play the show. And I realized I didn't have any clothes on. I forgotten to get dressed.
That up. And he had explosive diarrhea at the same
time.
It was weird.
He was crying.
Naked. He came out and he blew up all over the stage.
I shat myself.
I don't know how that works.
Anderson.
It's allowed to say that.
You can say S-H-A-T.
Yeah. I shat my diety.
Yeah.
What?
That's the past tense
of this. He moistened his diety. His diety too.
That's fine.
You can say shat on the radio.
No shat.
Yes. Wow. That is the most bizarre.
I've done the research, guys.
Regulation I've ever heard of.
This is going to open up a whole new world to me, Drew.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I shat myself just thinking about it. This is great.
As did I.
Someone's got to stop this.
Good Charlotte opened the door here wide.
Yep.
There you go.
Is there a way you can
enjoy that one, fellas?
You got a good one for the F word?
Mother.
Yes.
All right, mother. Adam, I'm going to fuck you up, all right?
I don't know.
I'm doing self-editing. See, there you go. Mother. All right. Can we say that?
Or ucked?
All right. Let's come on, Drew. That's not helping the kids.
That's crazy.
You're teaching them how to swear. Hey, Megan and Allie?
Yeah.
Thanks for staying on hold for so long.
Yes, thank you, girls. Thank you.
We were on the phone since like 10:30 or earlier. Oh, my God.
Are you satisfied?
We've been planning for this for so long. Oh, my God, we're going to talk to Benji.
Whatever.
All right. Are you guys going to Orlando anytime soon?
Yeah. We are in Orlando. We're going to be at the Hard Rock Live. We're going to see you guys.
Yeah, I know you guys are there.
Yeah, we need to go up there, and we're going to get a hug from you guys, right? We're going to go up there.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to call Megan and Allie up, right?
Don't hug Chris, though. He has herpes.
All right.
It's true, girls.
Good times there, Megan and Allie.
Yeah.
All right. Take it easy.
No, don't leave us.
All right. Goodbye.
Keep your virginity for a good...
10 years.
10 years.
All right.
Good times. All right. What do you want to do, Drew? Want to hear something?
Go home. My dignity's completely
lost. More kids. Let's talk to more people.
With the shat thing?
Yeah. And the oct and the whatever.
This is great.
Song? People?
Whatever. Yeah. Let's hear a song. Should we hear a song?
Sure.
Okay. This is Good Charlotte off the CD. They've sold enough, really. But you can hear the music and enjoy that anyway. This is... Now, wait a minute. Is this the title track to the CD? Yeah? All right. This is The Young and the Hopeless.
Hard days, baby. Hard nights shape me. I don't know. They somehow save me. And I know I'm making something out of this life they call nothing. I take what I want, take what I need. They say it's wrong, but it's right for me. I won't look down, won't say I'm sorry. I know that only God can judge me. And if I make it through today, will tomorrow be the same? Am I just running in place? And if I
Charlotte, everybody. Yeah. Oh,
what an experience.
Who was that?
I'll tell you, they rock this band. I love these guys. Yeah, it's because they just told me. I forgot that Good Charlotte's been wanting to come on the show since they were in high school.
We were explaining how, you guys are the ones. You see, I came from a household of where my mother kind of, and Mom, I love you if you're listening to this, but she made me terrified of sex, and she made me, you know, I never wanted to have sex ever.
Do you think she's not doing a touchdown dance right now?
When I listen to you guys, Mom, in ninth grade, Mom.
Wow.
you guys basically gave me the sex talk pretty much every night.
So yeah.
Great. I learned it all about sex from you guys.
Yeah. And he's still a virgin. It's nice.
Hold our heads. Virgin. Hi. Good Charlotte's here. Benji and Chris both here from the band. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Benji and Chris are both here from Good Charlotte. They were nice enough to come here straight away after performing at the Universal Amphitheater this evening. And you can go to www.goodcharlotte.com if you want any information about the band, tours, and anything like that. We should speak to Amir, who's been on hold for now 101 minutes. And be prepared to be underwhelmed. Because Drew, when he has a feeling, it's always right. Amir?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yes.
What is up?
Here's the problem. Whenever I get stimulated by a woman and I see a woman naked, it usually doesn't last very long. And I was just wondering, about 15 seconds actually. I was just wondering, do you guys have any advice how to keep that going? Any condoms or something?
15 seconds?
Yeah. Like, once I put it in, it's a...
With a condom on?
Yeah.
Have you actually had sex with somebody?
Yeah.
Right. What, did she know it?
No, like that was when I found out.
I see. And
no.
Wait a minute. With the condom on, it lasts 15 seconds?
Yeah.
Good time.
Oh, really? You have to like hit your dork with a hammer or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there are medications, things like Prozac and Zoloft might delay ejaculation.
How about just rubbing a little Coke on it or something?
There is actually an ointment now that they say will prolong things a little bit, and wearing a condom for some people can do it. But,
yeah.
What about a numbing lubricant?
That's what I'm talking about. There's the thing, but that doesn't do very much. The Trojan Man what?
Topical Novocaine.
Yeah, it doesn't do much. It doesn't. It's a little bit, but not much.
Preparation H?
How about a relationship where you kind of work this out with someone?
What if he puts his penis in the freezer? Mm. Hey, Amir?
Yeah.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
Shocking. You need to find a girlfriend, and you need to work it out.
Okay. You need to figure out how many times you have to do this before it works right.
Don't make that the basis of your relationship.
Of course not. Okay. But 18, usually the people get a monogamous relationship.
Let me tell you this from experience. Sex isn't everything, okay?
You need to perform, you need to perfect your oral sex technique, too, if you're going to go. I mean, if you're going to shoot off in 15 seconds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you start practicing.
You got to start practicing on the oral.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to use, I don't know, half a cantaloupe or however you practice, get busy.
Did you time it?
Yeah, actually, I did once when I was masturbating. It didn't last very long.
With a stopwatch?
Yeah, wait a minute. You timed it when you were masturbating?
Yeah, I just wanted to see what was
happening. Oh, no, you didn't. That doesn't count.
How long?
About 30 seconds.
Yeah, but that doesn't count when you're masturbating. I mean, that's a good thing when you're masturbating. Right, that's like being able to run fast. There's nothing wrong with that. You want to be able to do that. That's just less time your mom can walk in on you. All right, Amir. All right. Get a girlfriend.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Good times.
Good luck.
Yeah. This is a delight. Cassandra?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey.
Go for it.
Oh, okay. So am I on the air now?
Yeah, you're
That's right.
Go. Okay. Yeah, so I just wanted to say hi to all you guys. And
Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
That's
Hello?
It?
No, that's not it.
You have a question for the band?
Yes, I do. I was wondering if they could say hi to my friend Ashley really quick, because she's listening right now.
Hi, Ashley.
That's more of a request than a question.
There you go. So what's your question?
Okay, my question is for you guys is that I know you guys are going to get some time off soon, because you guys are going to be done with your tour and stuff, and I was wondering what you guys would be doing.
Down at your Torrance house? Is that what she said?
Down our tour.
Down with the tour. She's calling for
Actually, we're going to Europe.
Well, you are? When are you going to Europe?
We're going to Europe in 5 days.
Wow.
After the weenie roast.
How long are you going to Europe for?
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Yeah. Are you looking forward? I mean, you've been to Europe before, right?
Europe's awesome. Europe is a great place because it's different, but when you ever want to find anything that you want, whether it's food or whatever, you can't find it.
Well, what? Now, there's...
More countries.
Yeah, where are you going?
We're going to Germany, Norway, we're going to Sweden.
We're going to England?
Going to the UK.
What country do you think is the most different from how you thought it was going to be or whatever the stereotype is for people who've never left this country?
Probably,
what was the most surprising?
Probably Japan.
Yeah. How is it different?
You just think that it's going to be so way different, you know? But it's actually not.
It's actually...
It's different because it's not that different.
It's different.
See, it's different because it's so different.
Right.
There you go.
No, it's
Doesn't
different.
That make
it's
sense?
Different
Come
because
on.
It's different because it's not as hard as people think it is. You'd think you'd go to Japan and it would be so foreign to you.
Right.
It's very, very, not that...
They're unlike here. We're relatively mean to the foreigners.
Yeah.
We're not trying whatsoever.
Not mean enough,
We don't help them out, but when you're over in Japan, they will do whatever it takes to figure out what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
It's
really
interesting, yeah.
They listen,
They're very helpful, which is nice.
Yeah. You know what's great about this country? We have, people who are, basically hillbillies who make fun of people who know, three languages because they mispronounce something.
Hey, man, don't speak English, man. Meanwhile, this person speaks 7 languages, and they have, a little bit of a broken English, and they're man, you're retarded, man. You need to learn our language, man.
They pronounce vagina, virgina, and they're making fun of the guy who speaks 6 languages.
Man, look at him. He's Chinese or something, man. And everybody's Chinese. If they're Asian, they're Chinese.
Right.
You know, or if they're Hispanic, they're Mexican. It's come on, you know, and they're making, you're right.
Yeah, I'm from Bangkok. What part of China is that in?
Exactly.
Yeah, I used to just figure I thought all food that wasn't Mexican was Chinese food, too, for a long, I never knew the difference between Chinese and Japanese food.
They're
quite
different. It's totally different. But I'm from North Hollywood, so it's just, you know, Chinese is Japanese, Japanese is Korean.
All Oriental food to you.
Yeah, or it's all Oriental. Yeah. I would just do the math. It's like, it's not Mexican. It's not Denny's. Got to be Chinese food.
Ignorance is bliss.
That's right. John, you're 15.
John
may have passed out.
John,
he's been on hold for 70 minutes.
Hi.
Oh, there he is.
Hello?
He got
What's
nervous.
Happening,
Sorry
John?
Sorry about that.
All right.
Did you just wake up, dude?
Hey, Adam?
Yeah.
Adam, you are the man.
Thanks, John.
Is he peeing?
Yeah, that's right. I love you, man. Funny as hell. Dr. Drew, you're okay, you know.
Rock
yeah.
and roll,
what?
Dude. Yeah, why you're okay, you know, just lift me every once in a while.
Hey, John.
Hey, Charlotte?
Yeah.
Yeah?
John, are you on a speakerphone or something?
Let me guess, because Charlotte sucks, right?
No, they're okay. You know, I don't know what the guys are in the band.
Just
know.
Do it!
All right. All right,
that's I know that
all right. You know what's great about this show? I have this button here that I will dive on for almost no reason at all. This drop button, right, Drew? Drew sees my finger moving toward it if anyone gives us an ounce of slack.
Yes.
This
I've heard it been many times. It's great to observe.
This guy's been on hold for 70 minutes and wants to start off with a couple of Rickles-like insults before he gets to the meat of his question.
No way.
That's a great plan. It's sort of like cop pulls you over, you make fun of him for 10 minutes, and then discuss the ticket with him.
If I was God, I would give him the 15-second problem, and I'd switch his problem with the other kid.
Well, is God, are you allowed to swap things?
Course. I think
God,
so. You know. He can do anything he wants.
But Adam would ask from God, a hold button for life.
Yeah.
A drop button, just, you know, if anybody pisses him off, just...
Yeah.
Adam Almighty.
I'd like to do that, yeah. I'd like just a big hold button I can hit with every drunken guy who comes up to me.
See if we can use the button again.
Hey, man, how you get those girls on that trampoline? I just smack that hold button. Clean out their wallet and move on. Jeanette?
Yeah.
You're 26?
I am.
Well, this is a follow-up.
It is a follow-up.
Remind us of what the original call was.
Okay, well, you didn't even believe me. I had been with this guy over Memorial Day weekend and then times after that, and he would not let me see his penis.
Yeah. I don't believe you.
We believed you.
Is that Christmas?
We had some difficult. We had to convince ourselves that you were real. But go ahead.
Well, it's true. So it took a while after I, you know, gave him the questionnaire about what, you know, what's going on.
What were you doing? Just like, let me see it. Let me see it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let me see your penis. Penis.
He claimed that he did not enjoy oral sex or touch at all.
You're fat, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Was there a plastic tube with a catheter?
Okay. All right, let's let it finish.
And, so go ahead.
No, actually, so last time I went over there, which was like 3 nights ago, we went in the hot tub, and of course he didn't go in naked, but when he stood up, his shorts kind of like sagged down from the water, and I saw a scar. So I just pounced on him and pulled the shorts down, and he freaked out, you know, whatever. But turns out he was born with his intestines on the outside of his body.
Right, right. That's,
I'd never heard of that.
That's not that uncommon.
Then we told me this other one. He doesn't actually have...
What is about?
That's not
one out of every three kids
Although
are born with
no
the intestines
on the outside. No one in this room has ever seen it.
Yeah, they should have a public service announcement.
No.
All right, so he's born with his intestines
on
the outside.
I have to say, honestly, I think that's...
He was born with a testicle inside of him, too, is what he said. Is that possible?
Yeah, that's where your testes...
That's pretty messed up that you pull the shorts down.
Yeah.
That's where everybody's testes starts out, is inside, and then they migrate down very quickly.
And they just didn't pop out or something.
In his case, they didn't descend. And when they don't descend, they can turn into cancers. They have to be taken out surgically.
Do you realize that you violated his privacy by pulling his shorts down?
Well,
I think that's messed up. Honestly, I just want to tell you.
Absolutely, I did. Yeah. But
you apologize to him?
It ended up being a good thing, because we were able to get it out in the open, and it...
all right, so that was the problem he had? He didn't like the deformity left by the scar?
Yeah, he was all weirded out about having scars.
Where is the scar?
Okay, there's a scar underneath, like right by his scrotum, and then there's scars like on his lower like abdomen.
Right.
But there's no scars on his penis at all.
All right. And how was his penis? Nice?
Yeah.
Well, we don't even need to ask her any more questions. So
right.
That was enough.
So is he happy now? Now that he violated his privacy?
Well, it worked out better in the long run, because now he admitted that, oh, yeah, he does like to have it touched and all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
so he's
worked out better for him in the long run.
But he's gotten over all his discomfort now, right?
Well, I don't think he's completely. He still likes the lights out, but, you know, we'll work on that.
All right. Good. Maybe he likes the lights out for you, though. You ever think about that?
Not possible.
What do you look like naked?
I'm about 5'7".
You're fat.
5'6".
I'm 5'6".
What? 5'6". All right.
122 pounds.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Ex-stripper.
You know,
ex-stripper.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, Dr. Drew, I got issues.
Well, you know what? I am too, but I don't go around shouting it, okay?
What got you out of the stripping business?
I started going in there and actually seeing, like, what was going on and just would go to work and not sign on the list, start crying, and go home.
All right. Well, good times.
Mine was worse.
What got you out of there?
My mother came in on a night I was working. Cockadoodle Dudes was the name
really?
Of the place.
You are ashamed of yourself.
Is this topless or full bottom? Full nude.
Yeah.
Full
nude. He wore a thong for many months. And then.
Yeah. You saw your mom in there.
Right.
And a group of friends you grew up with.
I ran out. Yeah, I ran
crying.
Out. Some of her bridge friends.
Yeah. Sitting there eating Chex Mix and drinking
That's
Virgin.
Actually how I met Ben.
I made that up. It's a good story there, right?
Does your mother know the kind of
work
that you do?
All right. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Now, when we come back, we're going to discuss hobo power.
Yes.
Now, because I think Chris and Benji are going to get a kick out of this.
Oh, yes.
This is hobo power. I'll just
the hell are you talking about?
I'll give them a heads up so we can think of some stuff during the break. But I decided that there's a unit of measurement for almost everything. You got your miles per hour and your feet and your
horsepower
and your horsepower and your BTUs and everything. But there's no unit of measurement for stink, and that hobo power could be my measurement for stink.
Like horsepower is a certain unit of energy.
There's no way to quantify it. Like some guy,
40 hobo
people
power.
Talk about, oh, this dude ripped one in the elevator, was totally rank. But now it's 14 hobo power. So I really...
What does that mean, though?
Well, we'll tell you. We'll teach you about it.
I mean, we got to figure out what does 300 horsepower mean?
Yeah.
What's 1,500 BTUs mean? We work it out. And then it becomes
the standard.
It becomes a standard.
You understand what people mean when they say 25 horse hobo power.
So far, we know that you will die if you get to 100 hobo power.
But 100 is theoretic. It doesn't really exist
doesn't
in nature.
Really
it doesn't
really
exist in nature. So.
And so
99 could kill you.
I think what we'd have to do is say, like, well, let's see, like if you took a tuna fish and you gutted it and then you took its guts and mixed it with cat urine and then stuffed it back into the tuna and put it out in the hot sun for a week, that would be 30 hobo power? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Figure that out. So then when the guy says he let a 17 go in the elevator, like, you know right where he was.
So, like... Like breath or bodily functions probably couldn't really even make it up past 20.
Breath almost always in the high to in the mid single digits, sevens and eights.
Seen been in hospitals and things where it can get into
that
the
can
20s.
Get pretty bad. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It's a special.
And there also actually should be modifiers too, which is a guy could blow a 17 on the beach with a 10 knot wind. Yes. That is not as bad as letting a 17 go in a car with the heater on.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? 17 hobo power, then you have to
add 23.
You have to add something on. Again, it's all in the preliminary stages. We'll get you guys a little wallet laminate if you need just to sort of, you know, in case you want
to. I need to learn the
You want to know where you're
scale.
At. Yeah, we'll work the scale out, but we'll get into that with Marco after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
It's actually my theme song. That one.
Chris and Ben, you're both here from Good Charlotte. Go to www.goodcharlotte.com. You want any information on the band, tour dates, anything like that. We were talking about hobo power and what it means. A unit of stink measurement that I'm trying to, I hope, catches
Can
on.
Can I ask you why, mm-hmm. hobo?
Well, one hobo smells pretty good. You know, one hobo can be pretty rank, but you can handle one hobo. But if you're in a room with 30 hobos, there's trouble.
It's a similar sort of intensity. It's like horsepower, too. I mean, a horse can create a lot of power, but 200 horsepower, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Yeah. Oh, you're in a room with in a freight car with 200 hobos on a hot day. It's like...
We were reminiscing. I was out of town with Jimmy Kimmel this weekend, and we were reminiscing about the time that, speaking speaking of the weenie roast coming up this weekend, that Jimmy funkified a large shuttle bus that was going from the weenie roast back to the hotel. And, of course, it stuck in traffic trying to get out of Irvine Meadows the entire time. And it was a shuttle bus. I mean, I've ridden it five times. Drew, you have. It holds 30 people, right? It's not a small. It's not a van. Ruined the whole bus. People trying to slide the windows open and stuff their face out of the crack at the top. You know, it's like the thing went. It was like Chappaquiddick. Like we went off the bridge into the river, and people were like just gasping for air.
You said that
bus driver got out.
Had white sheets hanging out the window.
It was great, and it was so bad, by the way, that 1 year later, when I was at the Weenie Roast again, and I was on the same shuttle with many of the same people, because it's like, you know, record people and talent people and all that stuff. Heard a guy in front of me complaining about last year's ordeal with Jimmy's ass.
But you said he was on a plane once, and the stewardess brought out the air freshener and sprayed him.
Stewardess busted out the air freshener on a Southwest flight for Jimmy, sprayed it out.
Sometimes you don't understand.
Oh, wait a minute. Get Chris's mic on there.
Sometimes you don't. Is it working yet?
No, try again.
No.
Is it a chiggling problem?
There we go. Well, sometimes you don't underestimate.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't know. You don't know what's coming.
Did he claim it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he claims it. He's,
or maybe it was just merely words of wisdom from the Toothless Wonder. They thought that...
speak out. He puts his hands together and does that thing over his head like he's on, you know, like he's on the podium at the Indy 500. Yeah, that's his move.
Championship.
Oh, no, it loves it.
Dude, I that actually, your hobo power gauging actually made me think of a story. My best friend, his name is Tony, and he is in a punk rock band called Nest from Chicago. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of time on the road together. We hang out a lot. And just recently, he came out on this tour to hang out. And he told me a story about his grandmother. His grandmother. Her and her friends were hanging out at the house. And she bottled a fart.
She bottled it?
And saved it for 2 weeks.
Wow.
What?
Or something crazy like that.
I love that
and
woman.
Thought that it would be funny to open it while her friends were there. It cleared the house out for 2 days.
I've really? Tried that.
They didn't come
work,
back though. To their house for 2 days.
I've been farting into Sparklets bottles for years now.
Just
and can't really,
save up, yeah.
It can't really get anything. I'll tell you, though, I'm going to...
Was she a circus acrobat or something?
I mean, I don't know, but apparently it cleared the house out. They were, like, playing cards or something.
You know,
she thought it would be funny, and he cleared the house out for 2 days.
They need something that collects a fart, like in Ghostbusters, when they would collect the ghost and lock it into that little container.
It seems like it should be retainable, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'll tell you.
It has such a life.
As long as we're talking about hobo power and how it relates to ass, and I brought my friend Jimmy up earlier. I let one go once into a coffee can and got him to inhale it, and it was still the best day of my life. Still, he was. We did a little barbecuing. We're cleaning up dishes in front of my sink. He wasn't looking at me. He had his sort of back to me. I took a nice big can, nice cylinder of coffee. Had the whole coffee beans in it, but there's only about five of them floating around at the bottom. Put it tightly up against my ass and just
filled up.
Whipped it around. And said, Jimmy, nothing like fresh Colombian coffee, huh? And you know, when you sniff coffee, you don't sniff it from a distance. Yeah. You bury your face into it. He buried his face. He put his face so that the bottom of the can was hitting him in the upper lip and that the other thing was hitting him in the bridge of the nose. And he just went. And then he pulled his head back. And his first look was confusion. And then the anger. And then... And what is it then? Denial disgust. Sets in, and yeah, then right. rage. Yeah. Like
the terrible thing.
Deal making.
Oh, it was awesome.
You can like taste it. That's how
it
is.
Yeah.
It almost.
Yeah, and you can break wind in front of people, but you can't force them to inhale it.
Right.
And this is me getting someone to inhale it, and I'm
well done.
Still my proudest moment.
Well
yeah,
done.
It was great. Well Marco.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, and I was stoned, so I laughed like a maniac for 4 days. Go ahead, Marco. Yo, you got a question about hobo power?
Yeah, I did. Like, I was just wondering, like, if would negative hobo power mean, like, better smelling stuff?
Yeah, I think if you're with a really hot chick and you went down on her and she there was just zero down there, maybe just a little lilac flavor or something like that, that you could say this chick was so clean, she was, like, pulling a -3. like her coos was -3 in the hobo power.
You get a theoretic representation.
She'd have to work a little stink up just to make even hobo.
You wouldn't say that you'd come up with a different power altogether.
Well, I think you'd keep it with...
I think hobo power pertains to stench.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Stench.
I don't think you can go... I think going negative hobo power is like saying we need the team to give 110%. You can't really do it, but people know what you're talking about.
Right.
This chick was so fine. She was -3 hobo power.
It's not a real unit of measurement.
I think we get this out to the people, and you know, we let the American people decide.
Kids, we need you to spread the word.
A new system.
Hobo power. Take over.
Well, like let's say like you spray like a can of air freshener into the air. Like, would that be like -10 hobo power?
No.
Thanks.
All right, especially if it's covering something up. But no, it's hard to go negative in the hobo. Like I said, unless you're just trying to make an example, like the 110% example. Weird. Melissa?
Yeah?
You're 23?
Mm-hmm.
You're a lesbian?
No.
Oh.
I'm bisexual.
All right. Have you ever gone down on a girl who was, let's say, on the plus side of 10 hobo power?
Oh, I guess so.
You have?
Yeah.
It's pretty rough, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Can you turn your radio?
We're out of time.
All right, we're out of time. But thanks. I just want to get that out. All right, it's, I don't know. What's her problem?
We got to go.
Therapy. Go to therapy.
There you go.
Everyone go to therapy. We'll be back with Good Charlotte after this. Well, that's the show. Where did the time go? See, when you're talking about hobo power, it flies.
It was fast, yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun, guys.
I want to thank Benji and Chris from Good Charlotte for coming in here,
thank you, young and
the hopeless.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'm bummed out there's no more hobo power discussion, but maybe again.
Well, whenever you guys are in town or around or see fit, definitely come by. We always love to have you.
I'm here tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
All right. Cool. So, thanks to Good Charlotte, and until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. And how was his penis? Nice?
Yeah. This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.